A lot of people have kind of said that, you know, you really threw yourself even more into off-season training and conditioning. Just how would you look back at your summer in Finland and here in terms of your conditioning and the work you put in?
It was a good summer. You know, I went back home right after the games ended for about 2 months, and I was here about a month before camp started, so just kind of wanted to come in early and skate a little bit more and just feel better on the ice before camp starts. And, you know, I think everything kind of went as planned. I feel really good. I lost a bunch of weight and stuff too, which I kind of wanted to try if that helps and makes me feel better. And so far, I feel good on the ice. So I think it's been all good.
So when you say you've lost a little bit of weight, how do you feel that impacts you once you're on the ice? What have been the noticeable parts of that?
Probably just feel like a little bit like quicker and a little more energized. I haven't been this light like in years. I don't even remember last time I was, you know, around 200, 205.
So
I just kind of thought of it in the summer. I'm like, well, might as well try. Like, probably can't hurt. So, yeah, I think just kind of like feel a little bit quicker, obviously, because you don't have as much weight on to carry. And, yeah, just kind of energy levels. I mean, first preseason game, I always remember it kind of feels tough. But this year wasn't too bad and played a lot of minutes, too. So, I think it's a good sign.
As a high-level athlete, like, you know, on the outside, when you talk about losing weight, you know, there's different ways that you can go about it. But as a guy who's already in, you know, top-notch shape, what goes into it? Is it diet? Is it just changing your training regimen? How do you go about taking a little bit off?
Well, I think it's mostly diet for me. I mean, you won't really change, like, how you train in a sense of, like, I think a little bit came into it with skating a little bit more, especially at the end, you know, you skate a little more, you do a little more high intensity stuff, so you obviously burn more, and it's, you know, comes into picture with that. But I think for me it's just kind of a diet thing, you know. It's just cut down maybe some ice cream in the summer and that's about it. It's honestly pretty like easy to do, and it's not something that you gotta like really think of and make a life big of a change. It's just some small things, and it just kind of all clicks together.
So coming back as early as you did to Calgary and getting those skates in with the vets and being here for a month, why was that important, and how has it helped you, do you think, early on?
Well, I think it's just everything about making the team and proving that I'm an NHL player, and just kind of wanting to do everything towards that. You know, being with the guys, with, you know, the trainers, just the round here, getting adjusted to everything. You know, I think for me the biggest thing was skating. I'm not a huge fan of skating every day throughout the summer.
Yeah.
So now to do that for a little bit longer time, is probably the biggest thing that's helped to feel better on the ice right away when camp starts. And yeah, I think just kind of being around, being more comfortable here, I think it's just kind of all those small things combined together is kind of the mindset and the idea why I wanted to do it.
What's overall mindset? I know the last 2 years have had their ups and downs, and it's been difficult, I think, at times for you. Does it feel like this year, where things are almost back to normal and it's a brand new camp and you're kind of, a lot of that stuff is behind you, do you almost feel like it could be a fresh slate this year for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it to a lot of people, but I haven't felt this good physically and mentally in a long time. I think those, you know, a couple past years, not to kind of look too back into them, but it was a lot, you know, going all the way back to that injury and then COVID and playing all over the place. And, you know, last year was definitely what not what I expected or wanted, and going through that, and like there's just been a lot, and it's been mostly like on the mental side, like yeah. it's been a lot, and it's some of the things have been hard to handle, and there's been a lot of learning to do in that sense, and as of now I'm really proud of the growth that's happened and the change in myself, which is good for not only our hockey career but for you as a person, and then you add in the physical side, feeling good in that sense, and then like the confidence part of it, like now I worked on that part of the game a lot too during the summer, and I finally feel confident again after a long time, and that's a good feeling, and that's what I want to keep thriving, and it's something that I've learned that you gotta work on it yourself, and you got like your confidence has to come from within. So that's something that I've learned again, and I just want to keep being on the same path and just move forward.
And you know, you're never going to have a year or a stretch where there's no adversity, right? It has to be nice to know that if that hits again, you're kind of better equipped to handle it, right?
Well, now it's at that point that there's not much that can, it'll happen that it's going to really phase me anymore. I kind of feel like everything's already happened. So yeah. To face him again, feel pretty good about it.
How did you feel in the first preseason game? I know you felt like it wasn't as much of a grind. How did you feel overall in terms of you and Michael out there?
Pretty good. I mean, first preseason game, you know, there's some things that, you know, as a team, it's always a little bit sloppy both sides, and definitely things like timing, like gaps and battles. Those are things that are not going to be perfect in first game, but overall I think pretty good. Like the puck play and got some chances. I think that's something that's going to come too when you get more used to actually getting the puck in the ozone, having the chance to score, and then you're actually able to score. But yeah, I think for first preseason game, felt pretty good. You know, like I said earlier, played a lot of minutes, felt fine with that, and got a win, so that's a good thing too.
And there are spots open at this camp on the blue line. Like it feels like there is one or two spots to play for. Just how much does that energize you as you move through this year?
Well, that's the whole goal. That's why I'm doing it all. So that's just the mindset. It's got to be that. You know, there's a spot for me to take, and that's what I'm looking to do.